Hi, everybody. Jimmy DeYoung. Welcome back to Broadcast Central, not in Chattanooga, Tennessee, but instead in temporary studios in Peoria, Illinois. We're here for an opportunity to teach the prophetic word of God at the El Vista Baptist Church in Peoria. We'll be here Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, July 5th, 6th, and 7th. If you're in the listening area, we would love to have you come and join us as we study the prophetic word of God. This will be a great opportunity for you to do exactly that, and I'm so grateful for the time in which we're having this prophecy conference. Joey Watt, pastor of El Vista, selected, I do believe, a great time because of what's happening in our world. So come study the prophetic word of God with us, El Vista Baptist Church, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Well, we're going to now continue our conversations with our broadcast partners. For the last couple of times we've been on the air here on Prophecy Today, we have been talking about annexation of areas in Israel, in particular Judea and Samaria, and the possibility of the Jordan Valley. I think that's pretty much passed by the wayside right now, but at least Judea and Samaria. The man we've been going to is Winky Madad, and actually we do that because of the fact that he's very knowledgeable, but he also lives in one of those Jewish communities, referred to as a Jewish settlement, Shiloh. In fact, it has an unbelievable history. That is where the children of Israel came into the promised land, established their presence. Once Joshua was able to get them to this location, they set up the tabernacle, put the Ark of the Covenant there. So it's a great historic site, biblical site. And the former mayor of Shiloh, Winky Madad, our good friend and broadcast partner, is going to come and join us. Winky, this last week, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, actually had an opportunity to address John Hagee's group of Christians who are standing united with the Jewish State of Israel. He made a very interesting statement in that presentation. He talked about annexation, and he mentioned Bethel and also Shiloh. Is that really what he's talking about, or does he have a plan, or where is he as it relates to annexation? He said after July 1st, he would move forward. What's the status right now?
Well, Jimmy, the Israeli governments over the generations almost, or at least over the past 53 years, have been faced with the diplomatic challenge of maneuvering its biblical legacy, its security needs, as well as its diplomatic and political considerations as a member of the family of nations as regards Judea, Samaria, and other portions of the historic land of Israel. It is not easy. Israel does not have that many friends in the world. And anybody who's been following United Nations sessions or meetings knows that well. And unfortunately, the Arab countries have a very large block of themselves and their supporters. And so this question of extending Israeli sovereignty or applying Israeli law to the land that was promised by international law back in 1922, the League of Nations, the forerunner of the United Nations, has been a particularly problematic situation for Israel. With the Trump plan this past January, we have an opening. Last November, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denied that the United States has any sense of illegality regarding the communities in which I live and my friends live. However, that plan depends on several issues. I only want to mention one at this point in the conversation, Jimmy. The map. What is the new area going to look like? What is 30%? What is 70%? Could it be changed? Do roads have to be dealt with? And these issues, because of the corona situation, not too many people can get over here and get on the ground and get in a car like you used to do, and drive around. and say, well, this has to change. And so obviously it seems one of the reasons why it's been delayed is that very simply we do not have a proper map to deal with the issue, nor do we have the agreement of the Palestinian Authority to engage and accept the parameters of the Trump plan of peace through to prosperity.
Did I hear you say, I do believe I did hear you say, that the League of Nations said that this was legal according to international law, and we keep hearing that it's illegal because of international law. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did the League of Nations make it legal?
It can be arcane for some people, but since everybody keeps bandying about this illegality, let me try in three sentences to elucidate and educate our audience. In 1922, the League of Nations, which was the United Nations of its time, told the world that Great Britain would have a mandate to reconstitute the Jewish national home in Palestine. But in doing so, Article 25 said the territories east of the Jordan River are not to be included in this idea of a Jewish national home. Now, to anybody with any sense of logic and rationale, everything west of the Jordan then becomes the Jewish national home. Well, Jimmy, Shiloh, Beth El, Hebron, and 120 other Jewish communities existing here since 1967 are in that area. So we cannot be considered illegal by any situation. At the best, you could say we can be disputed territory, but that's another issue altogether.
What about the fact that it seems many of the Jewish settlers are divided on whether annexation would be good or bad? What's the problem here?
The problem is, Jimmy, that part of that plan of Mr. Trump is a recognition of a Palestinian state. Now, the plan says they must cease from terror, they must stop their pay for slay, Hamas has to be disbanded, it has to be demilitarized, and on and on. And so, on one level, most of us think that the Palestinian Authority will not accept that because they've never accepted that. And the only reason they're around is to make sure that Israel isn't around. And so we're willing to take a chance on the plan and proceed with it. And if the Arabs don't come along, well, we, at least in the first stage, get at least 30% under Israeli sovereignty, and we can continue from there. Other people are more, can I call it, ideological, and say, I will not agree to any plan that gives the people, the Arabs, of the Palestine mandate, any sort of state in the area of the Jewish biblical homeland. And so it's like a standoff. But in the meantime, Mr. Netanyahu, as I said previously, has been caught with the map, has been caught with the corona. He has a coalition government in which some of the parties are not that happy. And that's party politics as usual. And so I guess we need a little bit more time to straighten things out and move forward.
But at the same time, the Arab League, which would represent the Palestinian people there in the area of Judea and Samaria, they are saying that the settlers will actually spark a religious war if they go ahead with annexation. Is that a possibility, a religious war in that region?
Jimmy, you and I have been through this period of the past 30 years or so. We've seen a first intifada, a second intifada, ongoing terror. I have to say this, unfortunately, Arabs do not need any real reason to start a religious war. And so these threats are not dependent on Israel's moves. They're dependent upon how the Arabs perceive the state of Israel and its raison d'etre. And I could remind you and our listeners that they promised that religious war, I think it was, for the moving of the embassy, yet nothing happened. We are very happy that pro-Israel Zionist Christian evangelicals are on our side. We hope that Mr. Trump realizes that he's not going to get anywhere far with the Arabs and allow Israel to do what it should do by the Bible, by our security needs, even by international law, and move on with ending this 53-year-old situation of two states or any other plan that does not take into consideration the vision of Israel, and Israel by, I mean, the Jewish people living in the land of Israel.
Winky, I love what the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel said, 36th chapter of his prophetic book. And verse 22, he says, "Hey, you Jewish people, pay attention. I do not this for your sake, but for my holy namesake. And the Lord did swear by his name that he would give to the Jewish people Judea and Samaria." That is an absolute, is it not, Winky?
It is, Jimmy. It's good for God. It's good for the Jewish people. And as you know, and we've spoken about it, it's good for all the world's people. It's a positive situation when we are living in our land, renewing our customs, religious principles, our language, everything else. We've been good for the world. We expect the world to be good for us.
And that is an absolute also. Winky Medad, our good friend and broadcast partner here on Prophecy Today, helping us to understand the annexation situation. Since we're in July, and that's when the Prime Minister said he would move forward with it. Winky, thank you for your insight. Always a joy to be able to chat with you, my good friend. Appreciate it, and we'll have another conversation. I'm absolutely convinced we will in the near future. Thank you, good buddy.
Jimmy, thank you for having me on. Goodbye to you and our listeners.